It's like a fun game to try and guess what animal you think we have arrived at today on Stray FM Food and Drink Show. I have come to the Minskip Farm Shop and with Ben and Emma. Hello, both of you.
Hello.
Hiya.
Now, we are currently being surrounded by your hens. Tell me a little bit about these guys. How old are they and what's their purpose here in Minskip?
So we produce eggs, and these guys they're fairly young. They're 24 weeks old, which is equivalent to about a late teenager, maybe a young adult for a human.
Okay.
So they've just started laying eggs for us.
Yeah, they're all over us, aren't they? They really, really like us. This is so lovely. I can feel them pecking my boots.
So when we come out on the range, because we've got height, we're a bit like a tree. So they see us as like protection from birds of prey or anything that's above them in the sky. So they're more likely to come out and follow us out here and range.
Now, the reason we've come out today is because a little while ago I saw something on Facebook that was saying there are too many people buying large eggs and not enough people buying medium eggs. This is a more complicated issue than just that. So what is the issue?
So the main issue is that through a hen's life, they're going to lay a range of eggs in sizes, starting from really small all the way through to quite large. So in the egg marketing world, there's categories that we put those in. So, you know, small, medium and large, and then extra large. Basically, everybody's buying these extra large and large eggs, so they're really leaving behind the medium and small, which makes the whole process quite uneconomic for the farmer. So on a larger scale, in the total nation's industry, the farmers are trying to grow a bigger egg, basically, which can result in problems for the hens and things like that. But they have to, because the prices are so low for medium and small. I guess our message is, and it's a real simple message, for every large egg you eat, just try and eat a medium one.
Well, that's a nice simple message.
Yeah, so we believe it's quite achievable.
Yeah, and actually we've decided to sell our eggs a little bit differently here. We're going to mix the eggs within a box and just sell one size, which will be mixed. So it's kind of like as the hens have laid them, we're going to sell them. So that means that we won't have an excess of medium eggs. We'll just sell them all mixed in together. There'll be plenty of large, plenty of very large, plenty of medium, plenty of small in each box. So the customer gets a good deal, but also the hens are happy and there's not as much wastage.
Yeah. Is it physically bad for a hen to lay an egg that's too large?
It's not bad, because the hen will progress. Its body structure will change as it gets older. It'll get bigger, and it'll be fully capable of laying a large egg. It's just that the hens that haven't quite grown as quickly, they're still laying medium eggs, and they sort of get left behind. So the farmers actually financially need to push a flock harder to get a larger egg out of them. So they can do that by basically giving them a better feed ration, so higher protein content, makes the hens grow bigger to get to that stage. But you can almost get the larger egg before the hen's ready. And I think that's where a lot of the concern is with blood staining on eggs and all this kind of stuff that has led to this problem that we have now.
Yeah, that was the picture that I'd seen that kind of really hit home, was somebody holding some eggs and they were all covered in blood. And of course, that's not what we want for any hens. So these that you've got here then, you're at Minskip Farm Shop, how many hens have you got here?
So we have 6,000 hens here, so we're one of the nation's smaller flocks. We're still on a traditional system, which means that they've got, you know, plenty of space, plenty of room. We're fully free range, so everything's out onto the range. You know, we've got over 3 hectares of land here.
We've got 4 alpacas as well.
I've seen them.
They're in with the hens
as well. Are they friends?
Yeah, so they encourage the hens to range, but also they protect the hens from foxes.
Oh.
So they're quite territorial animals, and if they accept other animals into their flock, like our hens, then they'll protect them against predators. So that's why we have them in here.
Okay. Are there some little piggies out the front as well?
Yeah, we've got 3 piggies. We've got some exciting new animals arriving, haven't we, as well, but we won't say what they are yet.
What a tease, Emma.
We're pretty 100% sure that they're coming now, but we won't ruin the surprise.
Okay,
so
let me know
on social media.
Yes, let me know when you've got them in. Well, should we go and have a little look at your farm shop as well while we're here? And I really want to cuddle a hen. Is that allowed?
Oh, yeah, we'll get one.
Yeah, love cuddling hens.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. We have arrived inside the farm shop here at Minskip Farm Shop. We have got 3 different sizes of eggs and some goose eggs as well. You've got small, you've got medium, you've got large. You are about to change the way that you sell your eggs, Emma.
So from tomorrow, which should be Friday, we're going to do just one size, and they're going to be a mixed size. So we're going to do trays with mixed size and boxes with mixed size, and that's it. So it's going to be that, those are the choices, and hopefully it'll mean that everyone's eating lots of different sizes and it's better for the hens.
Yeah, and are different eggs good for different things? So if I'm scrambling, if I'm poaching, if I'm baking?
Yeah, so that's all to do with the age of the egg. So if you want to poach, they need to be up to 5 days old.
Okay, so quite new for poaching.
Yeah, and then it goes on to frying and baking. And then if you want hard-boiled, you want an older egg because they're much easier to peel.
Oh, right, OK. And so when someone buys an egg, generally speaking, how old are they? How long have they been laid?
So we only bring up enough eggs each day to sell in the shop that day. Mm-hmm. So they'll all be laid either that day or the day before.
OK, and how many eggs do you sell every day? Is that a big question?
Average 1,000 in the shop a day.
OK. So if people want to come along and see you guys here at Minskett Farm Shop, you can literally go and see the hens. There are 6,000, you said, so there's plenty of those. Little piggies, little alpacas, some top secret animals on the way shortly. Just remind people whereabouts you are.
So we're just outside Borough Bridge on the way towards Minskett, just near the big Morrisons off the A1, so it's quite easy to get to.
Absolutely, and there's plenty of signs. It was very easy to find you. Emma, thank you very much.
Thank you.